thank you today for being here in the house of the Lord and taking your time to come to church. I love being in church. I like seeing you each Sunday. I love seeing new faces. We want to welcome and thank our visitors for being here today. Me and Robbie grew up together, went to school together down at Cold Springs. We lived down in Bremen, as a matter of fact. We didn't live too far apart. So I knew his whole family. But it was a blessing this morning to see him here in the house of the Lord with us and his wife. So may the Lord bless you today as you are here. And may the Lord bless each one of you today for being here. And so today, I have been praying and studying, as I always do every week, all week long. And so if you ever come to my house and sit at my kitchen table, I've always got a Bible on my table. And you probably say, well, why has the preacher got a Bible on his table? Well, that's where I study. I study and read and write down thoughts and pray. I mean, you can do a lot at the kitchen table. So today, if you have your Bibles with you, I'd like to ask you, as we get started with this message, to turn over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 9 through 12 to you today. And today is going to be focused on, we're going to talk about a three-letter word, S-I-N. We're going to talk about the word sin. We're going to talk about what the sin, when you live in sin, when you do sins, commit sins, what it does to the spirit, not your spirit man, but the Spirit of God that lives inside of you. So that's very important as Christians today to know that sins hurt you. They don't help you. Amen? Sin don't help you. Sin wants to hurt you. Listen, Satan, it says in the Word of God that Satan has come to do three things. To kill, steal, and destroy. And you know, what better way to kill you? What better way to steal whatever he can steal from you? What better way to do those things than sin? You know, sin has a very big power over people. But it shouldn't be so for Christians. You know, if you're a Christian today living under with the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you shouldn't be slave to sin. Amen? You should be living free in the Spirit of God. But yet, we allow ourselves to be robbed by Satan himself. But listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. The Word of the Lord says to us this morning, get my eyes focused here. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, and that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now that's a good word this morning to us. And I want to stop right there just for a minute, and I'd like to ask you to bow as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, we want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for this word. We want to thank you for the message that's going to be coming here in just a minute. We thank you, Lord, for those that are able to hear the message, Heavenly Father, and to receive it, God. And Lord, as always, I ask you to hide me behind the cross. Lord, let not my interference take place. Let me not take any glory for anything that's said. Lord, let me not take glory for anything done. But Lord, let us give you the glory. Let us give you the praise for everything that takes place hereafter. And God, I thank you in advance for what you've already done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now as we speak. And these things we humbly ask now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, church family, as a Christian, I want to speak in terms of a Christian this morning. I have to make a choice every day. as you do. As a Christian today, you have to make a choice. See, you're here today in the house of God because you made a choice to be here in the house of God. Now, how many want to be honest and say they didn't want to come to church today? Anybody here? Did you really want to be here today? Well, I hope that's what you feel in your heart today. I wanted to be here, not because I'm going to be preaching, not that I want you to see me or hear me, but I wanted to be here. And I had to choose to get up. I know in our lives, in our daily lives, it's a struggle out here in the world. But glory be to God today, He hasn't given us a spirit of the world. God has given His spirit, His very Spirit to us, that we can live by God's Spirit. And you know why. Listen, do you want to know why you can get up every day? No matter how bad your life gets, no matter how bad your situation gets, you want to know why you can get up every day and do what you got to do? It's by the Spirit of God. Amen? It's only by the Spirit of God that I am able to get up and face another day. You know, if it wasn't for God's Spirit, I would lay in the bed. I wouldn't get up at all. Listen, I would wither up and die. Am I telling you the truth this morning, church family? Am I saying the truth this morning? I would wither up like a plant in the hot boiling sun. And I would wither up and die at the very root. But because of God's Spirit that dwells inside of me, I'm able to get up, even when I don't want to, Frida, by the power of Almighty God, and I'm able to face another day. No matter what happens. No matter what we got going on. Amen. No matter what we got going on, God gives us the ability to get up and face another day. Man, some days are tough. Listen, I'm a sinner this morning. Do I see any sinners this morning? Have you sinned in any way this week? You don't have to answer that question. I'm just saying, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I want to tell you, I'm a sinner. But listen, I'm not controlled by sin. Amen? I'm not controlled by sin. I live in flesh and blood. I'm just a mere man. And I make mistakes. But by the Spirit of God, He forgives me. He corrects me. He teaches me how to move on. How to do better. How to be better. How many want to be more Christ-like? Amen. It's hard. You know, the last couple of weeks, this has been stuck with me. I keep coming back to it. I want to be more Christ-like. You will say, preacher, you keep preaching about I want to be more Christ-like. It's a tough thing to do. Kelly, it's tough. Man, we live in a tough world. We live in a crazy world. And everybody said, well, the world's getting worse. The world's getting worse. Well, what you going to do about it? I'm going to tell you what you need to do about it. Instead of talking about how bad the world's going to get. Because what I read right here, listen, what I read, it says all these things must come to pass. All these things must come to pass before what? Before Christ comes back. The end times. But listen, we got to make a choice. We got to choose to live for God. We can't be controlled by the world. We can't be controlled by the spirit of the world. We can't be controlled by sin out in the world. We got to be controlled by the Spirit of God. We got to be led by the Spirit of God. Listen, we're already empowered by the Spirit of God. We ain't got to ask the Spirit of God to come into us and give us the power. We've already got it. Because Christ went to the cross. And He done went away. He told His disciples, I'm going away. I'm going to make a place for you to come. But I'm going to send another. I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send it so you won't be alone. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you, forsake you. Because I'm going to send a comforter so that you will be able to face another day. Boy, Jamie, a lot of days I just want to give up. But God keeps reminding me. Anybody else? A lot of days I thought, man, this ain't worth it. But God keeps reminding me it's going to be worth it in the end. It's going to be worth it in the end. Now listen, I know that may not be a comfort to you this morning. Like I said about the microwave a minute ago, you pop in your food, 60 seconds later, it's done. And you can open it up, or you like me and Carson, I told him it was man night last night. It was just me and him. Pam's down in the hospital with Bree having a baby, and we waiting on that new baby to come on. I told Carson, it's just me and you tonight. It's us men. But you know what we did? We went by McDonald's. You know, you order your food at the screen, pull up at the window, pay, and there's your food. And I said, Carson, give me my fries. So I like them hot McDonald's fries. So we was chowing down on the fries. But see, that's how easy it is living and walking in the Spirit and denouncing sin. We don't have to sin. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to choose to live in sin. Listen, you know what sin does? It does a lot. It quenches the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians. Don't quench the Spirit. Let me find that scripture for you. 5:19. Chapter 5 and verse 19 says, don't quench the Spirit. And that's the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, when you quench the Spirit of God with sin, it robs you. Sin robs you of everything you got. It takes everything from you. It'll take your joy. It'll take your happiness. It'll take the smile right out of your heart and right off your face. It'll fill you with depression. It'll fill you with fear. It'll fill you with anxiety. It'll fill you with stress. It'll fill you with confusion. It'll fill you with misunderstanding. And you won't be able to cope with nothing. You won't be able to think on nothing. You won't be able to focus on nothing. Don't quench the Spirit. Praise God. Don't quench the Spirit. But walk by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. Let your Spirit of God burn brightly. Let it go forth from you. Now listen, your preacher, you may have to call me next week and tell me this. See, you may have to call me, Delaney. You may say, hey, you remember what you said? Don't quench the Spirit. Jamie, you may have to call me and say, well, I may call you up and ranting and raving like a lunatic. And you'll say, well, you remember what you said, preacher? Don't quench the Spirit. That's what you're doing right now. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I remember what you said. Oh, yeah, I remember what God was trying to tell me. See, a lot of times we don't listen to God. Amen? Amen? We don't listen to God. A lot of times we doubt God. Amen. We don't think God can help us. We don't think God's going to do anything. You know what I've always been told? To make no choice, you've already made a choice. Amen? To make no choice at all, you've already made a choice. How many people do you think today don't know the Lord? And they denounce the Lord. They reject the Lord. They don't believe in the cross of Christ. They don't believe in the tomb. They don't believe in the resurrection. All that's just fairy tales to them. To choose that, they've already made their decision. They've chose condemnation instead of salvation. They've chose to quench the Spirit of God and to accept the spirit of the world. That's why so many people are struggling right now. Amen? That's why so many people are battling this and that. But guess what? I know. Listen, Jamie, I know this morning. Kelly, Kathy, Jeff, all you guys, you that are watching on Facebook today, I know. Somebody. I know somebody that can break down walls of concrete. I know somebody that can break down walls of steel. I know somebody that can rip out hearts of stone this morning. I know a person. And all you got to do is call upon him. Amen? The Bible that I read every day. How many believe this Bible's real? How many believe that these words that I'm reading off these pages have power in them? They have power in them. Life-giving power. Life-changing power, Sue. Not just words of power, but life-giving words of power. You know what we do? Can I preach to you this morning? Can I preach to you a little bit this morning? You know what we all do? Even as Christians, when we find ourselves in times of trouble, we don't run to God. We don't rely on the Spirit of God that dwells inside of us. We go run and hide in a hole somewhere. Don't get mad now. Okay? Don't get mad. lot of times we don't call upon the name of the Lord. You know, I've read through and through this Bible, and it's told me many times, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? They shall be saved. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So instead of me ranting and raving about so-and-so, why don't I just speak their name and say, by the power of God, by the power of God, they are delivered. By the power of God, they are healed. By the power of God, the yoke of bondage is broken, not just for today, but forever. God don't just break a yoke of bondage just for one day. When God breaks a bondage, it's broken. It's broken completely. It says He rips the bars away. He rips the gates. Oh, He don't just rip them open. He don't just rip them down. He rips them and gets rid of them. And they're done. It's done. It's over with. That's why you can praise God. Let me tell you what I read this week about old David. Now listen, David was a man favored by God, was he not? Was he not favored by God? He was a king. And he was anointed by God to serve God. And God blessed him. But guess what happened to old David? He was up on a rooftop one day, and he sees a woman. And to the eye, now this is the spirit, this is how the spirit of the world works. He sees a woman up on top of the roof, Rita, taking a bath. And it looked good to him. To his eyes. And then his heart, Delilah, in his heart, he devised a plan to make that woman his own. Even though he knew she belonged to another man. Not only did he win the woman, he got rid of the husband by sending him to the front lines to be killed. But you know what happened to him? Through all that wickedness and all that sin, he lost the joy of the Lord. He lost his joy. And you know what the Bible says in the book of Psalms? It says he pleaded. He pleaded with God to restore his joy. Now listen, if you're not living in the joy of the Lord today, now there's a difference between having joy in the world and joy in the Lord. Amen? There's a big difference there. The joy of the world could never bring you what the joy of the Lord can bring you. Amen? I want to tell you the truth this morning. I ain't no lying preacher. The joy of the Lord will make you satisfied. Amen? How many satisfied in the Lord today? How many is not satisfied in the world today? Say, I ain't satisfied in this world. I could never be satisfied in this world. Because you know what? All the money in the world would never make me satisfied. All the material things in the world would never make me satisfied. But the joy of the Lord has made me a satisfied man. I got all I need this morning. I got the love of God. I got the forgiveness of God. I've got the grace of God. I've got the mercy of God. I've got the favor of God. And man, what more could you need to be happy in the Lord today? But David was pleading with God to restore his joy for the sins that he had committed and uphold him. He couldn't even stand. And uphold him with his righteous hand. Now listen, there's a lot of days I can't stand on my own. But glory be to God. Listen, glory be to God that God reaches down from heaven and he uplifts me with his right righteous hand. So that when I can't walk, the Lord walks for me. He helps me to walk by carrying me. That's how much the Lord loves you this morning. And listen, when the Lord sees you and he sees that you need help, he ain't going to just help you for a little bit. He ain't going to expect anything in return. Now, the Lord would love for you to praise Him and glorify Him and honor Him with your heart, with your mouth, with your eyes, with your hands, your feet, your entire being. But He don't expect you to. He can't make you. But you know what? I'm happy this morning to serve the Lord. How many is happy to serve the Lord? How many is happy to serve the Lord today? See, that's how great the Lord is. See, that's how the Lord gets His glory. When you got a happy heart and you're willing to serve the Lord, that's how you bring glory to God. That's how you bring glory to the Lord. All right. So is this good so far? Is this good to you this morning? But sin quenches all that. Sin causes you to stop feeling that way. Sin causes you to stop thinking that way. Sin causes you to stop doing everything. You'll stop praying. You'll stop coming to church. You'll stop talking about the Lord. You know how many people I've prayed with this week? This has been a phenomenal week for me. I'm telling you, this has been a phenomenal week for me. I'm meeting people out of the blue. People I don't even know. And the Lord's leading me to pray with them. Why do you think that is? Because people need somebody. Amen? People need somebody. Do you need somebody this morning? Do you need God this morning? I know you do. You need God just as much as I do. I need all I can get from the Lord. I need all the help I can get. Man, without God, I'm nothing. Listen, I know that this morning. Without God, I am nothing. But with God, He makes me everything. He makes me complete this morning. Have you ever felt incomplete? But when you've met your Savior, when you met Jesus Christ, how complete do you feel now? Man, I feel pretty good. I feel the better than I've ever felt. Spiritually, physically, mentally. The world outside will beat you down. And it'll keep beating you down because you know what? The world don't care about you. I just want to be honest with you this morning. The world don't care about you. Those that ain't in Christ, they don't care about you. They ain't going to love you like the Lord can. And the Lord will. The Lord ain't going to do it. The Lord will love you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that tells me that I've got somebody that's going to love me forever, no matter what I do. And that's a great feeling to know this morning. All right. So this is the last two scriptures I want to share with you this morning, okay? In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, let me tell you a funny story. You know, Jesus always told stories. He always told stories that we could connect with. You're going to like this. So probably some of the guys that are probably watching on Facebook this morning are going to say something to me tomorrow at work. But on Tuesday nights, they always go, some of them always go down to Buffalo Wild Wings. But I don't ever go because I don't drink. You know, they serve alcohol. And if you drink, that's between you and the Lord. It ain't between you and me. I mean, you have to live with your own convictions, okay? But I'm just telling you, I don't drink. I haven't drank anything in a long, long time. And thank God for that. But I was sitting there, and they wanted to go on Tuesday night. So I went. And so I got 10 wings, Kelly. Oh, I got some kind of, I don't even what they were. They were some kind of flavor. And so the waiter finally brings the tickets around, and I looked on my ticket, and it says, Jesus loves you. Philippians 4:7. That's what she wrote a scripture on there. Jesus loves you. But the scriptures read in Philippians 4:7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that again. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now, she had P-H-I-L on the ticket. And I looked at the ticket, and I looked over to another guy, and I said, hey. I said, how did that woman know my name? And I was just messing with the guy. And he looked at his ticket, and he says, well, she put the same thing on my ticket. My name ain't Phil. I said, well, I'm going to ask her about it when she comes back over here. So she come back over the table, and I called her over my side of the table, and I said, hey. I said, how'd you know my name? She said, I don't know your name. I was just playing with her, but she said, that's Philippians 4:7. I said, I know that. And the guy that was beside me, he didn't know that, though. He's like, well, my name's Tom. It ain't Phil. So we got a good laugh out of that, but that was a blessing. See, that was a God moment. That was a God moment. How many don't understand why? You're looking at a man right here that don't understand why. Amen? I don't understand why. I don't. Debbie, I don't understand why. But what did I just read? And it says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So that tells me that God can give us peace. That tells me that God can give us understanding. If we are led by His Spirit. Last word right here. Colossians. Now this is very important. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. This is good. I'm going to close with this right here. Are y'all ready for it? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Very, very important to your Christian life. Confess your sins before the Lord, and He will forgive you and restore you always. We got to confess. Listen, I got to confess my sins on a daily basis. I've got to confess before the Lord. Don't confess. The Bible says don't cast your pearls before swine. Be careful who you're talking to. Because everybody, you don't need to tell them about what you got going on. You be very careful about who you're talking to. Don't cast your pearls before swine, for the word of the Lord says they may turn against you and trod you under their foot. Confess your Lord's before the Lord. Confess your sins before the Lord, and the Lord will restore your joy. The Lord will restore your happiness. The Lord will restore your peace. The Lord will restore your understanding. God will show us. He will teach us. He will give to us the things of the Lord. Is that not a good word today? Are you glad you got up and came to church today? Now, what are you going to do after church today? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until you make it back to church again? That's the big question. Hey, it's easy in here. I see, you know, every Sunday, this is the best place. It's easy in here. Man, I feel at ease this morning, don't you? Nobody's hounding you this morning. Nobody's harassing you this morning. You ain't got to deal with no problems. You ain't got to deal with no situations. But as soon as you leave the church, you know how many times I have left the church? I've been in a lot of churches. I used to sit right where you're sitting. And man, I'd feel so good on Sunday morning. That preacher preaches such a good word. I said, man, this is going to change my life. It's going to change my heart. And as soon as I walked out the doors and got in my car and hit the parking lot and got out on the highway, all that, I'm crashing down. First guy that cuts me off on the highway, I just go ballistic. Like, ah! Anybody else? Amen. Just come from church and all, as they say, hell breaks loose.
Amen. Come on, that's right.
And it's happened many, many times.
Amen.
That quick. But we got to use what the Lord's given us. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, You're an awesome God. You are an awesome God, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for loving us this morning. Lord, it's been such a great time to be here this morning. What a good word You've given us this morning, Lord, to hear and to receive to our lives, Heavenly Father, to our hearts. God, I am so thankful this morning that I don't live in the spirit of the world. I live with Your Spirit in me this morning, Heavenly Father. God, thank You for helping us to understand the things that we can't understand. God, thank You for helping us by controlling the things that we can't control. And Lord, I'm still learning those things. I'm still learning to accept the things that I can't control and learning to know the difference. Thank You, Lord, for showing us the way, for creating the way. Lord, the enemy, he got all kinds of pits. He got all kinds of traps laid out before us. But Lord, be the glory unto You this morning, Lord. You keep us. You're the one that keeps us from falling in those pits. You're the one that keeps us from falling in those traps. Lord, You're the one that saves us. You're the only one that can save us. God, I pray for those that are in trouble today. I pray for those that are in bondage today. God, I pray that You reach down and save them, Lord. Lord, I pray that You just give them mercy. God, grant them grace. God, help them be delivered from all the things of the world, Lord, and be filled with Your love. Be filled with Your forgiveness, Your mercy, Your grace. The very Spirit, Lord, let it be filled and anointed. God, thank You for all those that are here this morning. Lord, thank You for all those that are watching on social media this morning. God, I pray they've been blessed beyond measure today. And Lord, as we leave out of the house of Your house today, Lord, it's a tough world out there, God. And You know that. But God, I know by serving you, following you, listening to you, Lord, everything's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. And God, we claim that this morning. And Lord, if there be one that's watching today or sitting here in the house of God that not know your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray today would be the day that they might come to know the saving grace and knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, let their lives and hearts be changed forever. And God, we now give you the honor, glory, and praise. We humbly ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.